Yeah. More head than eyes. Welcome to Your Way, a podcast where two nerds force each other to watch a beloved show the other has never seen before. This season, Mallory is forcing me to watch the seminal 90s anime Neon Genesis Evangelion from the incomparable mind of Hideaki Anno.
On today's episode, we shower Masato with praise, celebrate Earth Hour, and enjoy Rei and Shinji sharing a tiny human moment.
Hello. Welcome to NPR.
Oh my god.
New podcast radio.
Do you think that we could do an entire podcast with NPR voices?
Possibly. That's within our reach.
You're really good at this.
I am actually. Yes. I am actually really good at NPR voices.
It is. Welcome to episode 6.
Which is weird because like my normal voice is nothing like an NPR voice.
That's fair. Welcome to episode 6.
Decisive Battle Neo Tokyo 3 slash.
Thank you for getting us through that one.
Slash Rei 2.
Yep.
The Rei Harder. That was a good one. I like that joke.
It was a thing.
I'm going to start off with my first note.
Uh-huh.
Heart massage.
Yeah, that's
a thing.
Yeah. So we opened the episode where we ended last episode, which is Shinji in Unit
Shinji
1
got
getting
messed.
So messed up by that energy shot from the weird prism angel, the fifth angel.
Yep. Prism.
Yeah, and they give him a heart massage. To revive him, I guess? I don't know.
I'm a nurse. They said physically he was fine. It was mentally. Right. But then all of a sudden they're like, give him a heart massage. And it's like,
what? Yeah, so like, I'm a nurse. I've done CPR. I have never heard of a heart massage.
Oh. Did you watch Matrix Reloaded?
Was that the anime?
No. Reloaded was the second one.
Well, I tried.
He reaches into her. And then massages her heart to bring it back. I believe that's what they're talking about. The same effect as Neo reaching in and massaging
Kate, Shinji?
What's her name?
Shinji's heart? Oh, no.
I almost said
Trinity.
Trinity, but what's the actor's name? Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Keanu Reeves. Brings back all that good flow.
Yep. Speaking of good flow, the Prism Angel has a ginormous pink energy drill.
Very phallic. When it first showed up, I was like, does this angel have a penis? This is insane. And then it started drilling, and I was like,
it does have a penis.
It is, for lack of a better word, sexually assaulting the earth right now as we speak.
Man.
Yeah, so it messes up Eva 1.
Yep.
They retract Eva 1.
Yep.
It goes back to the cage because they're like, this thing's messed up.
Yep.
I thought it penetrated, like, through him.
No, I guess...
But it just melted the 7 layers?
3. It said it penetrated 3 layers of armor. Yeah.
So then they retreated him, and then it just started digging.
Yeah.
Or well, drilling.
And then we got to see something that I thought was kind of cool. It was like, tactics! I'm totally pulling that from...
Oh, tactics?
Well, kind of. Like, so they used a dummy Eva. Did you see that? They, like, put up basically, like, a balloon Eva, kind of, and a shot at it. And then they sent out that weird...
Mortar 7?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a self-propelled mortar.
Yeah.
Right, to also test. So, it was interesting, though. I really enjoyed this episode to watch kind of the strategizing that went along with all of this.
Well... For a long time, I felt like I didn't quite understand what's her name did.
Katsuragi. Misato. Yeah.
Misato.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand her jaw.
Right.
Now I'm like, oh, you're actually like a strategist. Like,
I think
her ideas were well thought of.
Yeah.
Quick. Like, it was...
Because her title is Commander.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. And so my understanding has always been is that she kind of runs... the operation themselves. Like she
goes to Gendo to be like,
yeah, because he runs the entire thing, like whether the development and da-da-da-da.
He owns the EVA project.
Kind of.
She commands it.
Yeah, she commands the actual operations of it. It's like the utilization of the EVAs and things. But it was really neat to see her thinking it out.
Thinking it out.
Yeah.
There was someone working in like the HQ.
This is the woman with short hair?
Yeah. Who looked exactly like Shinji.
Kind of, yeah.
So like when I first saw her, I was like, oh, Shinji's in there. And then she spoke, and I was like, oh, that's not Shinji's voice. And then she had breasts, and I went, oh, that's definitely not Shinji. Who is Shinji?
So she's one of the kind of like sub-commanders, like one of the technical officers, essentially. So there's three of them kind of that we'll get to kind of know through the series.
She threw me off.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So she came up with the plan for the sniper.
Kind of.
Not her.
They were kind of talking about all the details, right? So they're saying about how it seems like if anything gets too close, it can kind of sense it and attack preemptively. So they kind of figured that it would have to be from far away, which is, I think, kind of why they went with
so far that, like, this plan of theirs won't work well because it has to be aimed and everything.
Well, and there's a bit of, like, a time crunch because this EVA is drilling through the 22 layers of armor.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? So
22 layers of plating.
Yeah.
Between,
like, in the ground.
Surface to
the geofront.
Geofront.
Yeah.
That's an insane amount of protection.
It is. It's unreal. Unreal.
How do you plan for that? Like, is this kind of like the Israel thing where it's like we've initiated a council where if all six agree to something, the seventh has to disagree and the seventh has to prepare? Because that was in World War Z. And I read it up. It's actually a real thing. Jerusalem or somewhere?
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
But
so there's actually like a council of seven people.
Mm-hmm.
And if six of them agree that something won't happen, the seventh one has to disagree and then prepare.
As kind of a contingency.
As a contingency.
Interesting.
And so I'm kind of like, is it that similar? Or is it like, well, what if angels try to get to us? Well, they won't. Yeah, they won't. Yeah, they won't. Well, they might. All right, well, then do your thing.
I think kind of, again, without spoiling anything, we don't really know by this point how bad the second impact really was.
Ugh.
So I think when we find out more details about that, it'll make sense why they're so paranoid. I always forget about the impacts. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So they kind of formulate this plan, and then Misato, Katsuragi, goes to Gendo to get the plan approved.
Where she stands as far away
as possible
from his desk. Like, and she's just talking normally.
No, they must have to shout at each other. Like,
but she wasn't. She was just like, so this is my plan. He's like, well, I really agree with this. And I'm like, you guys are so far away.
It 100% reminded me of that scene in, I think it's in the original Batman movie, where they're sitting at opposite ends of that crazy long table.
And he comes over because he's just like, how's the soup?
Or like, exactly.
How's the salt? Pass the salt. That's exactly what it is, where it's just like, at what point does she go like, can I come closer?
Oh yeah, it was nuts.
Like, this is, and he had someone else with him, his little butler friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yep. I know, it's nuts. It's nuts.
What kind of ego does he have?
Oh,
that he's like, I want the whole eighth floor.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do with it? Just a desk.
Yep.
You don't want... Nope.
That totally fits with who he is, though.
Just a desk.
Yeah.
It's my desk floor.
I think I saw your ears perk up when they mentioned... So they were talking about the plan, and then he asked about what the supercomputers thought about the plan.
Yeah.
The Magi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's three supercomputers in the set. So it reminded me of... what's it called? Minority Report?
Yeah.
Right? So there's the three of them. And so she said that the two of them said that it'll work, and one of them said it won't, I think, is how it went.
I don't Something remember. To that I just remember hearing supercomputer, and I was kind of like, oh, okay. And then I heard Magi, and I was like, what was that now?
Yeah.
It wasn't so much like a, ooh, it was more of like a, what the hell?
Yeah.
Now we have Magi involved? Yeah. What's going on here?
Yep.
So yeah, they formulate this plan.
Yeah. And then there's one of the best transitions I think we've seen so far, where they focus in on Misato's face.
Oh, right.
And she's like, yes, I agree to this plan. And then they pan out. Yeah, and then
she's like on the steepest escalators down to hell in the world.
Yes.
The left one's still moving way faster.
Yes. And I thought that was so well done. I really enjoyed that.
I actually really enjoyed that. I actually remember thinking that was very well done.
I enjoyed the next sequence so much, too, because basically it was just like a demonstration of how incredibly talented and good at organizing she is, because like she gets shit done. Like she manages to mobilize everything to be able to like take over all the power of Japan for a few hours, get that rifle organized, and like get everything going.
And she And on top of that, organize like to the minute when they need to do stuff, where it's just like, she does. She goes. She says, "We're going to requisition this rifle."
Yeah.
They go, "Well, blah blah blah." And she goes, "We're going to take it." Mm-hmm. And then
Unit Zero lifts up the freaking roof. Lifts the roof
and picks up the box.
I do like though that it was beautifully done. How she's like, "Be gentle. It's you know, it's precision equipment." And then in the background, you hear all this like smash, smash, smash.
Yeah. Noise. What was that? Then she goes, "Will the pilot be ready?"
Yep.
To deal through. So that cuts to Shinji, who's woken up.
Mm-hmm.
Or waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Rei shows up.
You've missed so much stuff.
I told you, I took like no notes.
I know, you were very enthralled by this episode, or just tired, I'm not sure.
It was a really good episode, actually.
Well, they kind of go through the plan. So the plan's going to involve using a rocket as a shield. Like an old casing from a rocket ship.
Yep.
As a shield.
Yep.
They figured out where they're going to do it. And it was interesting because they were rolling through all the places in Japan with all the announcements about how there's going to be a loss of power. And so there's I can't remember if we knew this or not. There's a New Tokyo 2. So I didn't realize for some reason up until now, I'd always thought that like New Tokyo 3 was like
built on top of
like the third iteration, but no, it sounds like they're different cities. Cause then there was even another note of there being like an old Tokyo as well. So it sounds like there's OG Tokyo and then there's New Tokyo 2 and New Tokyo 3. And so I don't know why, like, I haven't ever actually looked into, like, what the deal is with those different cities.
For strategic purposes.
I guess. I don't know. Like, do they all look the same? Are they to confuse the angels?
Like why the UK need the Falkland Islands. Why? Strategic purposes.
Exactly.
Strategic sheep purposes.
And then, like you said, Shinji wakes up in the room and Rei is there.
Well, she comes in with his food.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, this shows how to the minute Misato plans.
Right, because to me that's just regular military planning.
Yeah, she's like, at 1700 hours,
yeah,
you're going to get up.
Yeah.
At 1705, you're going to go here.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then at 11 o'clock, and it's just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Down to like the minute. And I kind of enjoyed their conversation where he's he's just kind of like, I don't want to go through this again. Like, it was so painful. And, like, she just says, like, well, don't then. Like, it doesn't matter. I'll do it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what upset me, well, she does all that, and I'm like, yeah, like, she doesn't give a crap. Like, she's just going to do the job.
Yeah.
Like, that's her. He's breaking down. Like, obviously, it would have been nice for her to be like, hey, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. But that's not who she is, and I enjoyed that. But it was weird because then it just cuts to him just going along. Like, we didn't get to see him go like, oh no, she's right, I should do this. It's just him showing up and doing it. And I'm just like,
oh no, we totally did. There's a moment because she says, she's like, when he's like, well, she kind of tells him, we'll just stay in bed. And he's like, okay, whatever. And she's like, I'll just do it then. And the thing that we've seen she's like, I'll pilot. Yeah, exactly. And that's where you see the shift in his face where he's like, we've seen it before, where remember he didn't want to pilot EVA 1, and so they brought Rei out when she was, like, all bandaged and effed up.
Yeah.
And then he, like, saw her, and that made him decide to go through with it.
So is she, like, manipulating him?
No, not at all.
No, I don't think she was manipulating
delivery.
Either.
She's straightforward delivery. What it is, though, is that Shinji, for whatever reason, either cares about her or cares about other people, essentially, but he doesn't want to. I think he essentially doesn't really want to inconvenience anybody in some way, but to the extreme that he doesn't want to watch somebody else kind of suffer, I guess, in that sense. So it's weird because he's very reluctant, but he's also, he's also willing to.
And so good at it.
at piloting?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he syncs up really, really well with his Eva.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But,
like, how much of that is, like, that, and also, like, yeah, like, Misato even says, like, the reason we're going to go through with this plan, where he's going to shoot, she's going to protect, is he has a higher success rate with the firing.
Yeah.
Which is, like, yeah, he's a better shot. Like, he's just really good at it.
Well, no, they didn't say he's a better shot. They said that he syncs up better with his Eva.
Oh.
And because they sync up better, there's a higher likelihood of them being more precise.
Oh, I thought they said he's just a better shot.
No, they just said they sync up better. So then they kind of go through the whole thing.
Yep.
And I think you and I are both thinking the same thing, but they put this like crazy amount of stress on a 14-year-old when they're talking about taking that shot.
Oh my God.
They're like, you can't screw it up. And by the way, it's you have to aim this certain way because of the curvature of the earth and the gravity.
I wrote it down because it did. She goes, you have to hit it directly in the core.
Yep.
Also, it warps gravity.
Yeah.
It warps the curvature because we're going to be so far, which I'm kind of like, it's not quite how it works, but at the same time, sure.
Yeah.
But and they're just like, here's like 8 anomalies we can't predict, we can't control, so we can't help you aim.
Well, she says the supercomputers will actually do most of the calculations for you.
Oh,
and yeah, so that.
Here's 8 things we can't control. You have to make a perfect shot.
They kind of delivered it that way, and he's like, what? And then she's like, oh, but the computers will actually.
Oh, okay. I was probably writing when that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly.
But so, way too much pressure on a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
It's ridiculous.
That is.
So ridiculous.
Well, and then she adds to it, what does she say again after that? Or she's like.
Well, they talk too about like. How long it would take to reload if they missed the first time.
Yeah, if you missed the first one. So it was just like, I think they actually said it was like, you have to make the perfect shot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? So they go on and on and on about everything he has to do. And then they turn to Ray, or Ray turns to them and is kind of like, so all I have to do is protect him. And they're like, yep. She's like, got it. Right?
Like that was her way of being like, I didn't need to be here for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all you have to do is be like, hey, hold that shield if shit goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I do enjoy watching the country go dark.
Them, like, I said cool lights out.
Yeah.
It starts with like the cities and then it kind of goes to like a bigger view. And then it's like, here's Japan.
Yeah.
And here's even like the coast.
Yeah.
And then, you just see it spread out like just blackout.
Yeah. I was
like, that's crazy. Like you said, like it's one of the most attention to detail stuff. Well, that was a clear example.
It made me think like what it would be like. I think Earth Hour was supposed to be last night or
it's coming up
or
Cold something. Cold Garden. The brewery here in Calgary.
Yeah.
Celebrated it. Everyone at Cold Garden last night had, like, glow sticks. They handed out glow sticks.
Oh, that's really cool.
So they all drank beer and...
In the dark.
Partied with glow sticks.
That's adorable. I feel bad that we didn't do anything for it, but...
We slept for 8 hours. Lights were up for 8 hours.
Uh-huh. We do lots of environmentally friendly things in this
household. I think we can sacrifice 1 hour of...
It's fine.
Anyway,
so everything goes dark. They get all lined up, and...
And he goes to take the shot.
He does take the shot.
And the thing, like, obviously was like, hey, what's that energy reading behind me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you guys. Well, I'm going to shoot a laser at you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, does a weird... It they goes up, the it goes down.
Brent.
It was a cross the stream. It missed it, which I don't understand how that happened.
Well, because I think it just diverted started circling. Yeah, I think it just diverted a little, essentially, is what happened.
But it hit them.
It didn't hit them directly.
Oh, no, I guess not, because they would have been messed up.
Exactly. But it hit close. I mean, it hit close to their targets. Closely. Yeah. So there's a shockwave, but...
So then they had to reload.
Yeah.
It kept digging.
Yep.
They reload.
It multitasks.
They go to shoot it again, but it's like...
Well, no, while they're reloading...
It's like, haha, I know where you are.
Yeah.
It does that. She gets in the way. It looks like she's in front of the barrel.
I was a little bit confused about that when he took the shot, but maybe the barrel's just really long? Because, she doesn't jump out of the way when he shoots.
No. But he fires again, and this time it does.
Yeah, it does what it's supposed to. Hit. Yeah.
It crashes.
All over the city.
Now we have a giant alien prism.
And penis.
And penis.
Yep.
It must have broken off or something.
Like, who's the cleanup crew? Didn't we talk about this? How I want to see, like...
You want, like, Evangelion, the cleanup... Well, there's actually a really good... There's not a good... I don't know if it's good. I haven't played it. There's a video game.
Yeah.
Where the whole premise of the game is you're the guy who cleans up after the Doom Marine in the game Doom.
Oh.
So you go through the levels after he's gone through it, and your job is to clean up
the mess
that has been made. So you want a show of that, though.
Yeah, it sounds like Evangelion. A game that's like right up my alley.
More heads and eyes.
Right?
Why?
Like, how would you even clean up angel stuff? It's bizarre.
Well, they clearly take it to a lab.
I guess. And that one that we saw at the beginning of the episode was just built up around it in the last episode.
They built
the lab, like, around the angel. They didn't move it. Well,
it's kind of like Pacific Rim, where they're just like, we've built cities around the skeletons because what the hell else are we going to do?
Exactly. So, and then we have, with this whole entire two-episode arc comes full circle.
Where he does what Genjo did.
Gendo
did.
There you go. Yes.
He rips off the back of the Eva Zero. Takes her out. He's wearing gloves, so it doesn't burn him, but he rips the thing off.
Yep.
Took him way longer than the dad, but it was melted. I'll give him credit. That Thor was melted, so it probably jammed and stuff.
Yep.
He goes in. I was really upset, actually. Yeah. I thought she was going to do the same, like, oh, you care, this whole thing. But instead, she just is kind of like, hi. And he's
that's how she always is.
But not when Gendo did it the first time.
Yeah, but they already have a relationship.
I guess. Anyway, he starts...
I think what we're seeing here is that she's kind of warming up to him, right?
He pretty much says, like... Because she says, like, I'm just going to protect you.
Yeah.
I have nothing to live for.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me. I'll just do what I'm told.
Yeah.
If I die, I die. It doesn't matter. And he's kind of like, well, you matter to me.
Yeah.
There's only two of us. We might as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a love thing.
No.
Because they don't know each other well enough for him to be like, I love you. But he's just like, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
We obviously need to work together.
Yeah.
Let's work together.
Yes.
And then she's just like, I actually really loved her comment of like, because we've had to have this talk in our relationship where it's just like, you just seem really distant. I don't know how to act in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so her saying that is just like, just smile.
Yep.
So she does. And you're just like, awesome.
Yeah.
Because again, you were just like, I need your support, but you're not like this. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, oh, I just need you to do this. And I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Back when our bed was against a different wall. Remember that? It was up against a different wall.
It was.
Now it's against a different wall.
Is this like our version of like another ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Exactly.
This is where the sidewalk ends.
I guess so. And that's where this episode ends.
This is. Yeah. That's the end. I'm actually really digging this. The first three, I was like, And then fourth, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth, like the last episode, I was like, this show's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even take like many notes because I was just
paying so much attention.
Enthralled by this show.
So like I said, the next episode is one of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm so excited for the next few episodes. I'm very tempted to record tonight, but no, we're tired.
We are.
Yeah.
We're going to watch one of my shows.
Yep.
Because this podcast is very much me watching shows you like.
Yep.
Because we always watch my shows.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice. I hope you're enjoying kind of the intro to anime. Speaking of anime, I've recently been on an anime kick as well. I just watched Fate Zero, which was really bizarre and interesting. And apparently is like a spinoff of another anime, or like an extension of. I don't know. Very confusing.
I downloaded you
a Helsing? Movie.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I downloaded you that anime movie.
The Grave of the Fireflies?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah. That crushed me. I watched that a while ago. I really want to rewatch Helsing now, in part because I've been listening to the soundtrack.
I don't know what Helsing is.
It's about...
Is it H-E double hockey stick thing?
Yeah. Like the Vampire Hunter.
Oh, like Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Oh, Van Helsing was 1-L. It was H-E-L.
Yeah, but this is... H-E-L-L. Helsing. Yeah, this is just how it is.
Ah.
So, and it's about vampire hunters.
Who are vampires?
Well,
there's
a whole thing. There's a whole thing. But I remember being a really cool show. So I watched Fate Zero. I miss anime sometimes. It's good stuff.
Never watch anime.
Yep.
This is fun, though.
It is fun.
This is a good podcast.
It is.
Anyway. Episode 6.
Yep.
This is going to go well.
We're just going to keep spiraling out of control.
We actually need to end this. We're spiraling.
Just end it.
You're in charge.
Oh, okay.
You're hosting.
All right, but you keep talking.
Host me.
Thank you for listening to Your Way. If you could harness the energy from an entire country, what would you do with it?
Please tell us what is really happening in this show or share your own theories. You can reach us at yourwaypodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter @yourwaypod. If you're enjoying yourself, throw us a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you listen.
Join us next time for episode 7, A Human Work. And remember, you mustn't run away.